With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Russia's war in Ukraine about to enter year number five. Ukraine's president talking about the Russian invasion, which launched Europe's biggest conflict since World War II.
In the presidential offices in Kiev, Volodymyr Zelensky was upbeat. Ukraine, he told me, would definitely not lose the war. It was fighting for its independence, and 4 years on from the full-scale Russian invasion, was still independent. I asked President Zelensky about Vladimir Putin's periodic nuclear saber rattling. He said that the Russian president had already started a third world war and Ukraine was keeping it contained.
BBC's Jeremy Bowen, another arrest in Britain connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Here's Ed Donahue.
Former British ambassador to the U.S. Peter Mandelson was arrested in connection with his ties to Jeffrey Epstein. Police did not mention Mandelson by name, but said officers arrested a 72-year-old man on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Mandelson was seen leaving his home with plainclothes officers. The investigation involves documents suggesting Mandelson passed sensitive government information to Epstein a decade and a half ago. The arrest comes 4 days after Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, the former Prince Andrew, was arrested on suspicion of a similar offense related to his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm Ed Donahue.
It appears California government did indeed pay protesters $100 million.
An independent report alleges that the state funneled $115 million in taxpayer funds to the Coalition for Humane Immigration Rights and other groups engaged in organizing protest and advancing left-wing causes. The funding reportedly supported voter outreach, policy advocacy, and programs aimed at immigration rights.
That is Ken Lorman reporting, and this is SRN News. Lawmakers in Kansas passing a bathroom bill. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Override a veto by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The new statute will bar males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in government buildings. Republican Representative Carolyn Cahar says, quote, "Our young women deserve to have restrooms and locker rooms where they can undress without men in the room. This bill protects girls and women, the ones feminists used to claim to stand for. It will go into effect in Kansas immediately." Michael Harrington reporting.
Hopeful sign in war-torn Balkan nation. Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarking peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent just happen to coincide. This is SRN News. Police sometimes find suspects from their online searches, and it is a practice that's raising now some privacy concerns in a court of law. Is it wrong? Is it unconstitutional?
Criminal investigators hoping to develop suspects in difficult cases have been asking Google to reveal who searched for specific information online, seeking what's known as reverse keyboard warrants that critics warn threaten the privacy of innocent people. Unlike traditional search warrants that target a known suspect or location, keyboard warrants work backward by identifying internet addresses where searches were made in a certain window of time for particular terms, such as a street address where a crime occurred or a phrase like pipe bomb. Police have used the method to investigate a series of bombings in Texas and a fatal arson in Colorado. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.